From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Palm Beach County is now joining efforts to fight the mosquito-transmitted virus known as chikungunya, which so far has infected one person in the county. As WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo tells us, immediate action is taking place to prevent the virus from spreading.
Chikungunya is the latest mosquito-borne virus. It has affected 10 people in the state. The virus is rarely fatal but gives chronic pain that can last for years. Tim O'Connor is the spokesman for the Florida Department of Health in Palm Beach County. He says precautions stay the same for any bug-related virus.
Look at your house, your environment, to make sure that you don't have any standing water. If you do, drain it off as much as possible.
Wearing long sleeves and long pants are other recommendations for residents. O'Connor says the virus is under control. The main focus is people who travel to the Caribbean.
Especially the island of Hispaniola, where we've seen the most cases. If they do experience symptoms like when they come back to the United States, then they should report to their physicians.
Palm Beach County health officials are attending a two-day seminar about mosquito control sponsored by the University of Florida. The seminar is at the Florida Medical Entomology Lab in Vero Beach. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
Miami-Dade County Libraries will face a big change starting August 1st, but for once, this change isn't prompted by cuts to their funding. Wilson Sayer tells us the director of the libraries has decided to retire.
Raymond Santiago headed the Miami-Dade library system for 16 years. Due to budget constraints, the county proposed closing dozens of libraries and cutting hours this past year. Santiago and the libraries avoided much of this, but says the financial challenges aren't anything new.
Budget's been an impact in all the years I've ever worked in libraries. They've signaled the death of libraries in the last 40 years over lots of things. You know, when we bought paperback books, people thought, oh my God, all hell's going to break loose. Recordings and now the electronic age and the digital age. Libraries have adapted and have changed and will continue to change.
He doesn't suspect his departure will have any effect on the ongoing financial situation and stresses he isn't leaving because of them. At 65 years old, it was just time. As for the books he's recommended the most over the years,
read Winnie the Pooh. It's all there. It's magical.
But don't call him for any other summer reading tips. For Santiago, retirement means
taking my cell phone and throwing it in the river.
Library advocates are calling on the county to do a nationwide search for his replacement. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
Over the next two weekends, anglers can catch their limit on grouper, redfish, or any other recreational fish in Florida. For the upcoming weekend, June 7th and 8th, the state will waive the requirement to have a valid saltwater fishing license. The following weekend, there will be no cost to fish in freshwater. Fish and Wildlife Commission spokeswoman Amanda Nally says the free fishing days are good for both state residents and visitors.
These weekends are a great opportunity for people to get out on the water and to show other people the joy of fishing in Florida. It's a great way to introduce your friends to it, maybe go out with your kids fishing.
All size and limit restrictions will still be in place during the free fishing weekends. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.